Plus years of highs and lows, the twists and turns, and those classic bazooka swerves. This is the Strictly Sonic Show with CD-ROM 1019.
Today's episode, Sonic Mania Plus Part 2. Hello, everybody. Welcome one and all to another episode of the Strictly Sonic Show. I'm your host, that dude with the Chaos Emerald CD-ROM 1019. And baby, I was born this way. Alright, hey, you made it another week. Welcome back to Sonic Mania Plus, Part 2 this week. I've got the remaining 25 tracks of the Sonic Mania OST, including the Sonic Mania Plus tracks. There's only four of them. It's going to be fun today. We opened the show with Setting the Scene by Sir Jay. It's a great, great song. Equally great animation on Newgrounds that you should go watch. That was, I think it was orchestrated by the Wax, so yeah, give that a check. I'm sorry, I'm tired. I just got back from work. But I'm here to entertain you, so let's pick up where we left off. I think we left off on, let's see, what did I play last week? I don't see Hydrosity. Did I do Hydrosity? I'm checking through the song titles. Yeah, I must have done Hydrosity Zone already. Alright, interesting. Which means that we move on to Mirage Saloon. Cool. Alright, five groups of five. And that goes there. Cool. Alright, man, well, let's just get right into the swing of things. I've already gone through the whole bit about when the game came out, what the music sounded like, and I already went over the plot synopsis of the game last week as well. Trivia coming up today. I think there's a decent amount of them, as well as some good music as always, so stick around for that. Let's get things started. Here we go. right, y'all, welcome back. There's your first block over. That was Skyway Octane, the song for Mirage Saloon Zone Act 1. Trap Tower, it's the pinball bonus stage. Rogue's Get Hope, that was actually part of Sonic Mania Plus. I actually didn't mean to play that yet, but that's okay. Or did I? No, it's fine. The Rogue's Gallery, that was Mirage Saloon Zone Act 2. Versus Metal Sonic, and then Rise of an Icon, which I meant to play first that block, but I did it wrong. That is an alternate intro to Sonic Mania. 20 tracks left. Let me see if I can pull up some of the trivia for Sonic Mania. As soon as I can find the page I was looking at last week. Here we go. Oh yeah. A decent amount of trivia points here. All right. This will definitely take us through the show. Get this out of the way. All right, so let's see. Did you know that this is the first Sonic game to be released for the PS4, Xbox One, and Nintendo Switch? It's also the first Sonic game in the series to output at 4K. The color palette of the cover art, including the logo, primarily consists of mainly shades of blues, oranges, and reds, in correspondence to Sonic, Tails, and Knuckles, respectively. The trailer in the first part of the debut trailer is a remix of the ending credits music from the Genesis version of Sonic 3D Blast. The trailer music featured in the second part of the debut trailer is called Checkpoint. It's composed and arranged by Nitro Fun and Hyper Potions. The pre-order trailer and opening animation themes were also composed by Hyper Potions, their titles being Time Trials and Friends, respectively. This is the third Sonic game to feature the playable character spinning horizontally when jumping on a spring. The first two are Sonic CD and Sonic Unleashed Mobile. After completing an act, Sonic will perform a short hop before doing the traditional index finger waving pose. The hopping animation originated from an early victory pose seen in pre-release screenshots of the original Sonic the Hedgehog, but it was later unused in the final release. Tails' final pose is based on existing artwork of himself, while Knuckles' seems to be based on either his pose from the pose he displays on the title menu for Sonic and Knuckles, or an official artwork from Knuckles Chaotix, while the jump appears to be based on his attack pose from Sonic Advance. If the playable character moves fast enough, he can outrun the screen, similar to how this was possible in the original games, except the original Sonic. However, unlike in the previous games, this behavior in Sonic Mania is clearly intentional, as there is a lower speed requirement. A lot more points, but I'll leave those for more music breaks. Let's get back to some music here. As soon as I figure out what tracks I want to play where. That goes here. I'll put this one here. And then this one here. I'm throwing in some of these in weird places. Wait, 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh boy. Oh, actually, that can go there. Okay, cool. All right, next block. Don't go anywhere.
Years in the making. This is the Strictly Sonic Show, only on Radio Sega. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. Your second breakdown. That was Oil Ocean Act 1, Undefeated Invincibility, Oil Ocean Zone Act 2, Havoc Prognosis, Eggman Boss Number 2, and then Double Take. Double Take is Encore Save Select. All right, you're 10 tracks in. I got 15 left for you. Let's hit some more of that trivia. Let's see. Where did I leave off? Right here? Okay. In the PC version, the exit option depicts an animation of Sonic jumping, which resembles the game over event in Sonic the Hedgehog CD if the player idles for 3 minutes. Many of the achievement names are either a reference to other works or a play on words. Examples. No way, no way is the text that scrolls if the original Sonic the Hedgehog is locked onto Sonic and Knuckles to play the Blue Sphere. Full Metal Jacket is a pun on the 1987 film Full Metal Jacket. Triple Trouble is the name of an earlier game for the Sega Game Gear, Sonic the Hedgehog Triple Trouble. The text, "The most famous hedgehog in the world," was shown on the Japanese box art for the original Sonic the Hedgehog and Sonic the Hedgehog 3. Great Expectations is a reference to Great Expectations, a famous novel by Charles Dickens. The King of Speed is a reference to the Daytona USA song "The King of Speed," and Gotta Catch 'Em All is the slogan for the Pokemon series. The mock infomercial video for the Sonic Mania Collector's Edition is a reference to the humorous television infomercial for a Sonic 2 console bundle that debuted back in 93. The fake suggested price of $6,231,991 seen in the infomercial is a reference to the North American release date for the original Sonic the Hedgehog, June 23rd, 1991. This marks the third time a Sonic game featured an animated opening cutscene, the other two being in Sonic CD and Sonic Riders. The art style for the pre-order trailer and the opening animation is very similar to the opening and ending animated scenes of Sonic CD. The idea for the animated scenes in the trailer was by Aaron Weber, and additionally the animation was done by Tyson Hess in cooperation with animators Anthony Holden and Mario Cartwright to help him meet the deadline. At the beginning of the trailer, as Sonic is being drawn to life, he was given bunny ears, but they were quickly erased. This is in reference as to how one of Sonic's original designs was a rabbit. And the buttons shown in the elevator that Sonic, Tails, and Knuckles stand in are 1, 2, 3, K, and M, standing for Sonic the Hedgehog, Sonic 2, Sonic 3, Sonic and Knuckles, and Sonic Mania itself, respectively. The pre-order trailer was made during the production of the opening animation for Sonic Mania. Okay. Yeah, that's good. I will leave some more points for some more breaks. Let's see. Where can we go now? We go here. Wait, did I miss this? Oh, yeah, I missed this track. I'll play that one. One, two, three... four, and... I'll put that one there. Okay, next five tracks. Stick around. All right, y'all, welcome back. It was your third break. Wild Style Pistolero was the Mirage Saloon Zone Act 1 Knuckles mix. And then Lava Reef Zone Act 1, head-to-head the versus mode, Lava Reef Zone Act 2. And then back in action, the Mighty and Ray cutscene. I've got 10 tracks left for you. And a little bit more trivia. Let's see. We left off where? We left off here. Did you know that if the player lets the opening animation play twice, the second time it will have different music and sound effects? The title music for Sonic Mania has the exact same notes as the main melody of the music for Panic Puppet Zone, Act 1, from the Sega Mega Drive version of Sonic 3D Blast. It also has an uncanny resemblance to New Moon, the music used for Amazing Arena and Knuckles Chaotix for the Sega 32X. The cool bonus counted at the end of the level is in reference to the Sega Saturn's "This is Cool" slogan that was printed on its skeleton and derby models. It is also in reference to the Saturn's cool pad controller. The original main menu has features similar to Sonic R in terms of showcasing graphics whenever an option is toggled over. Toggling the options will showcase the sprite of the Sega Saturn gamepad. The and Knuckles mode is a reference to a popular internet meme based around Sonic 3 and Knuckles. People add the and Knuckles found on the title screen of the game to other images, often adding many other bizarre images in the process. The meme is widely popular among fans of the series. When a player unlocks the mode, a quote on the title screen will read, "Knock knock, and Knuckles mode has been unlocked." This references another Knuckles-based meme, "Knock knock, it's Knuckles," which is part of the lyrics to his theme song from Sonic Adventure, Unknown from ME. The music played during this secret ending of Knuckles and Knuckles playthrough is a remix of This Horizon from Knuckles Chaotix. During the credits, someone accredited Alex the Kid Solverston. This is a reference to the nickname he was given by the fans on the official Sonic livestream and Sega's official mascot, Alex Kid. The bad ending features Dr. Eggman juggling the Phantom Ruby under the Chaos Emeralds that were not collected. This is a reference to the bad ending of the original Sonic the Hedgehog. When piloting the Tornado, Tails can be seen wearing a flight helmet that heavily resembles the one that appeared in Sonic the Hedgehog the movie. If Sonic is piloting the Tornado, he can be seen wearing goggles from an unused power-up from the original Sonic the Hedgehog. And I'll leave the last bits of trivia for the last break we have. Let's see. Cue a bumper in here. Why am I always losing these? Oh, that's because they're not in this folder. That's why. That one there. Okay, and then we go on to the next level. Happens to be one of my favorites, actually. Okay. Ooh. Yeah, coming down to the wire. Let's see. 1, 2, 3. Hold on one second. Alright, in the spirit of things, I'm only going to play 4 tracks this round, and I'll play 6 in the next break. Alright, stick around.
Of Sonic the Hedgehog. You're listening to the Strictly Sonic Show.
I'm a black dog, son of a bitch, out of my league.
Hi, welcome back. That break, Metallic Madness Zone Act 1, Glimmering Gift Super Transformation, Metallic Madness Zone Act 2, which is one of my favorite tracks on this entire OST, Angel Island Zone, the plus version, and we've got six tracks left for you and only a little bit of trivia left. Let's wrap up this show. Here we go. I scrolled all the way up on my trivia page. Why did I do that? Hang on, almost got it. Okay. Hang on. Okay. The collector's card in the collector's edition contains a faint writing at the bottom that reads, "Fun is infinite." This is a reference to an infamous message in the Sonic the Hedgehog CD when inputting a certain code in the sound test. An orchestral version of the main theme of Sonic Mania can be heard in the cutscene before Ghost Town, where Classic Sonic appears to save Tails and Sonic Forces. Another version of the theme can be heard at the end of the ending movie of Sonic Origins. Many of the sound effects in Sonic Mania are higher quality versions from the ones used in classic Sonic games, mostly the Sega Mega Drive titles, but certain effects from the Sega CD, 32X Saturn, and even the 8-bit Sonic entries are also present. Footage from Sonic Mania is used for the display on the arcade machine furniture item in the game Two Point Hospital, which is also published by Sega. The footage is a short clip of Sonic traversing Flying Battery Zone, while the arcade machine itself is simply decorated with the Sega logo. After a giant ring is collected, it is replaced with a transparent wireframe version of it to signify that it has already been collected. This is possibly a reference to the wireframe versions of the special stages from Knuckles Chaotix. And Takashi Iizuka personally ranks Sonic Mania as one of the best classic Sonic titles. That's it. That's all the trivia. All right, let's put the final tracks on the timeline here. Let's see. That goes there, that goes there, that goes there. That goes there. That goes there. I guess, and that's it. Okay, last six tracks. Stick around. right, y'all. That song means that I've got nothing left for you. That's it. During that break, you heard Built to Rule and then Steel Cortex, the Titanic Monarch Zones Act 1 and Act 2, then Egg Reverie Zone and Egg Panicky, which is Egg Reverie Zone Pinch Mode. Ruby Illusions was the final boss, and then wrapped the whole thing up with a nice bow with Guided Tour, the credits. Okay, that's it. That's all I've got for you. If you're wondering what's coming up next, make sure you're here next week for some Sonic Forces. Next week is the 4th, yeah. Make sure you're here. Sonic Forces next week, and then I don't know what's happening after that quite just yet. But we'll figure it out together. And in the meantime, I thank you for listening. I'm going to give everyone back their night. Thank you very much. I've been your host, that dude with the Chaos Emerald CD-ROM 1019, saying to you, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, goodbye. Wherever you are on Earth, make it a freaking good one, and I'll see you next time. Take care. Bye-bye.